the long, muddy road of the commonplace has never fettered the human heart. The heart is always full of desire to fly sky high, to raise itself from the earth. Man longs to possess wings and to fly higher and higher, above the clouds, to the heavenly heights, higher and higher, to remote galaxies. Karel Zeman started out on this journey of eternal desire to give it life on the screen by his imagination. This is his world, the world of his fantasy and imagination, the world of a never-ending search and a kind humor. Here it is that Karel Zeman feels at home. This is his kingdom. Under his hands, the incredible becomes real. Here he discovers the charm of the fantastic inventions of Jules Verne's novels. The Nautilus, with the legendary Captain Nemo, starting out on its long voyage from the Gottwalder film studio. Ancient engravings emerging from yellowed pages. The fantastic inventions of the 19th century setting out on the voyages we used to dream about so often over the adventure stories of our youth. Forgotten corner, silent and mysterious. The dusty props of Zeman's films have played out their parts and now wait patiently for the artist to breathe new life into them. This little wooden figure, Mr. Nifty, who was born at the very start of Zeman's career, is quietly waiting too. At that time, Zeman was trying to find new ways of movement. This is a brief example of how it's done. The movement is made up of phases, just like words are made up of letters. The alphabet of motion in an animated film. But art begins at the point where movement makes the puppet into an actor. A simple movement is enough. For instance, a step. This is how jauntily Mr. Nifty walked about. His strutting was infectious. Look at this pelican from another of Zeman's films. At the court of King Lavra, things went smoothly, both in walking and in feasting. Thank you. artist's sensitive fingers transform a fairy tale world into another one, even more fairy tale-like. Karel Zeman loves the rich world of the cinema. It makes it possible for him to fly from a glass pearl to a world of primeval monsters and to spend an adventurous holiday among prehistoric dinosaurs. You might wonder how the dinosaurs come into existence in Zeman's studio. First comes the idea, then a drawing, then a long and impatient wait. What are these clever hands going to produce? The dinosaur has made its bow in all its beauty. The alphabet of movement starts. Thanks to masterly animation, the monster can go and see the world. Karel Zeman has managed to portray the face of a non-existent world as the backdrop of an enthralling adventure story for all generations of boys. Climbing onto the back of a sleeping dinosaur, that calls for a lot of pluck and some good nerves. Even though sometimes it's done like this. Yes, sometimes, but it's never the same twice. It's always different and always new. Karel Zeman illustrates his screenplays, and then he simply puts a live being in the middle of his drawing. All the magic and the special effects are only a way of creating a poetic film, a work of art. Thank you. The style is always determined at the very beginning by the idea and the drawings. The horses flying over an abyss, the pursuers catching up. It is a world of adventure with the melody of eternal childhood heard somewhere in the distance. Continues, the hooves of real horses thudding in dreamlike, fantastic surroundings. The ringing of painted horses' hooves in Zeman's fairy tales is a different sound. This is another proof of Zeman's inexhaustible invention and his variety of genres. Children around Carol Zeman. It is for them that he invents, draws and makes his films, in order to take the children into a world that loves to play and to dream. A world of fairy tales, of princesses and chivalrous knights. Carol Zeman has one great desire, to stimulate the imagination and to please the hearts of children. That is why his heart remains young, the heart of a man who loves life, the impatient heart of a poet who gives joy and laughter to children all over the world.